It's time!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mast Radio Sports Talk, presented by 3½ Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio. My name is Christian Bond. I am PLU's half athlete. I don't play sports anymore, but I write about them, I cover them, I do all I can with them. Joining me in studio, as always, he's a member of the PLU football team. He's a wide receiver. He wears number 7. His name is Kellen Westring. Kellen, how are you, man?
Feeling healthy today, fellas and Lacey. just took some emergency at Starbucks, so I'm ready to rock and roll. Guys and Lacey, it's hard to admit when you're wrong. And you guys know I'm one of the biggest Kobe fans of all time. I will be a Kobe fan until I pass away. We'll be a Kobe fan in heaven. But the Lakers this year are 4-4. Luke Walton is doing an incredible job. And honestly, guys, this hurts me to say, but I think the Lakers are better off without Kobe Bryant right now.
I think that's fair.
Well done.
It's hard to say that.
Well done.
But I think it's true.
That is
because, you know, Kobe, again, favorite player of all time, but he needs the ball in his hands. And the Lakers' offense right now is pass, 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 pass. And that's not quite Kobe's style. Obviously, he loves the triangle. He loves ISO play. And I love watching it. Don't get me wrong. But the Lakers are better without Kobe Bryant, Drew.
It's like the four, you're like at the fourth step of the 12-step recovery program. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Through 8 games, we have made progress.
The 10th step is drinking body armor.
The voice you hear in the background right now is a member of the POU basketball team. He is a point forward. He wears number 32. His name is Drew Artisoni. Drew, how are you?
I'm just excited basketball season has started. We finally got to play against someone else and stop banging heads with guys in practice. And finally, you know, it was great to finally get out there and play. Great to watch the women's team play. Not to steal any of Lacey's thunder, but the women played well. Look for good things out of the women's basketball program this year. They're small, but they run their stuff and they play hard. And it's great to see. The guys are just pumped up. We're going to Seattle U tomorrow to play our last exhibition game before we kick off the year against Multnomah at Multnomah. Very excited about that. Kellen, I don't think the Lakers are completely fixed yet because they turned around and lost a terrible game the next night just to a very poorly yeah. And then it's great to see the Warriors are not as bulletproof as everyone says. You know, you can't. They only got better at what they were already good at. And you lost their big guy and you lost your depth, and that seems to be hurting them, and that's why they're losing games. So it's a lot of fun to have. Christian, who else is in studio today?
Finally, as always, she is a member of the POU basketball team here at POU. She plays forward and wears number 44. Her name is Lacey Nicholson. Lacey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Guys, I can't believe we're already almost to the end of the fall sports season here at PLU. We have football heading over to McMinnville to play Linfield for their last game of the season. Men's soccer's done. Volleyball's done. And women's soccer just left this morning. They're on their way to California right now to play in the NCAA tournament, which is really exciting. Women's soccer has done amazing this year. Just found out when Kellen came into the studio, Takara Mitsui won Defensive Player of the Year, Michaela Grady, Offensive Player of the Year, and Coach Seth, is he Coach of the Year as well?
He is.
That's incredible. So hats off to them. I'm excited to see how they do this weekend down in California.
And I think Drew won the Broadcaster of the Year for women's soccer.
That was the most fun I've ever had. Just want to tip my hat to the women again. Dylan and I had more fun broadcasting this season of games for women's soccer than all the broadcasts we've done. It was a great group of women to watch. They are so much fun to be around. Great luck in California. They're going to have a blast. 8 women. 8 of the starting 11 made all conference teams.
Yeah.
That's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Domination. So, folks, we want to remind those of you who are listening that most of the stories we will be talking about today can be found at massmedia.plu.edu. We want to hear from you, our listeners, throughout the show. Please feel free to call into the show at any time. The number to do so is 253-535-7332. Once again, that is 253-535-7332. 73-32. A couple quick special shout-outs. Our offensive line coach as well as running game coordinator Trevor Roberts, thank you so much for listening. My mom Susan Westring, Micah Slifer, and Jeff Mitsui, thank you so much for listening.
Look at that, getting all the shout-outs in. So let's kick it off with a little POU football. We knew Lewis and Clark wasn't a great football team going into Saturday's game. They're getting closer and closer all the time, from what I hear from the guys who are, you know, on the POU football team and around it. But it was pretty much a perfect senior day for those POU seniors. So, would you agree with that?
Yes, the day could not have gone any better. Little rainy out there, but that can't hurt. POU seniors scored 5 of the 7 total touchdowns. John Schaub had 3 in the first quarter. Justin Lind had added 2 touchdowns for the Lutes. Kellen caught a ball from John for a touchdown and had 100 yards receiving. Nice job, Kellen. Darren Hardgrove ran one in and also had over 100 yards rushing. And that's just the seniors, guys. The whole team had an awesome effort this last weekend, and it was just really fun to watch.
Well, I think John Schaub proved what we have known and talked about in this room all along, that John Schaub is the number one quarterback for a reason. He is the best quarterback in that room, and it's very obvious. However, after about that 3rd touchdown, I was screaming at my laptop to get him out of the game. Get him out. He doesn't need to be in there anymore. Take him out. And so he comes out of the game. In comes Walker Lavoie. Now, Cole better watch his back, because Cole could be out of a job soon. If
better watch his shoulder.
Yeah, Walker continues to throw the ball this way. Walker Lavoie is spinning it. 15 for 18. Still on the ball well. He's got great footwork. And then the play of the day for me was, who is Hoover? Who in the world is Nolan Hoover? Comes in, 3-step drop, throws an absolute winning ball. I all of a sudden they're like, yeah, and out comes Walker Lavoie, it comes Hoover. I was like, who is that? All of a sudden, just spins it. I was like, that kid can throw the ball. He's got great footwork. I was excited. The PLU quarterback position looks up for the future. I think that they're going to miss John and John's leadership, but I think they got a couple capable guys in the room. You know, just got to tip my hat to Darren Hardgrove. Back-to-back 100-yard rushing weekends. Never happened in PLU history, so it's good for him.
Yeah, you know, it was just so fun to get everybody in, Christian. And that was our goal as a senior class, was we wanted to get the young guys into the football game. Last year, we weren't able to do that. And even 2 years ago, when we almost made the playoffs at 7-2, we didn't quite close out teams. You know, we kept teams around. We kind of spun our wheels. And so for us to get some young guys in was new for us for PLU football in the last 3 years. So that was our goal. We did that. No offense to Jay Losey, who's doing a great job over at Lewis and Clark, but we easily could have put 70 on those guys. Mm-hmm. You know, but we wanted to run the football kind of towards the end of the second half and just grind it out. And I think I ended up coming out of the football game with about 8:25 left in the third quarter. So, you know, if our stars would have stayed in the football game, it could have been a bigger score. That's kind of what Linfield likes to do. They like to kind of put 70 points on guys. That's just not quite us. We're not a stats team. We want to get everybody in, and that's what we did, Christian. So other than the rain, it was a great senior day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much to talk about in a 48-14 football game. So let's go over it. Who is your hero from the game?
So my hero from the game was sophomore running back TJ Morris. I love when guys, when their numbers are called and they take advantage of that playing time, and that's exactly what TJ Morris did. He had his first collegiate touchdown, had 5 carries for 53 yards, averaging 10.6 yards per carry, and he solidified his name in the offense. Now we have a special package for him called TJ Teal. Don't tell anybody, folks. TJ Teal that formation is called.
You just told everybody.
Yeah, I'm
You're absolutely right.
I'm excited to see the kid run the ball.
So TJ Teal, that's what it's called. Sorry, Dad. But that's what it's called, and we're excited to see him continue to play. He's probably the fastest player on our football team, straight line speed. His quick burst, Mark and Ethan and Darren would admit to that as well. So it's exciting to see him grow again. He's only a sophomore, and so it's going to be fun to see what he does this weekend against Linfield and for the years to come.
Lacey, who you got? Who's your hero from the game?
It's just so hard since everyone did so well, especially those younger guys. Kellen, you hit on it. Just taking advantage of their opportunity out there was so fun to watch. But I'm going to have to go with senior Justin Lind. Had a great game. He had 3 catches for 52 yards and 2 touchdowns. And I love watching Justin because when he catches a ball, he'll have sometimes 2, 3, sometimes 4 guys hanging on him. And he will just get that extra yard. And it's so fun to watch. People in the stands are like, how does he do that? And I don't know, Kellen, I heard a rumor that they were maybe going to put him at running back for a couple plays in that last game just to see how he would do.
Side note. So that is true. And then Ben Welch was also supposed to be coming in motion, and he was going to get an option pitch. But Walker Lavoy, being a savvy veteran, only a sophomore, he's not a veteran, but already being a veteran with the, how many games he's played, checked out of the play, checked slant to Matt Ogard. So Ben Welch is super mad at Walker because Ben didn't quite get that option pitch. So both those guys were supposed to be in the backfield that game.
I would have loved to see Justin at running back just because, I don't know, guys, if you see Justin Lind on campus, he is a meaty dude.
He's got tree trunks for legs.
Oh, yeah. I would have loved to see that, but he had an awesome
game. Had a tackle as well on special teams. So
meaty is a great way to describe Justin.
So I'm going to take a page out of the Christian Bond playbook and go with a unit. I'm going to take a unit.
Ooh.
The PLU offensive
Miami
backfield.
Dolphins?
No, the PLU offensive backfield, that would consist of John, Walker, Darren, and the new kid on the block, TJ Morris. That backfield was incredible. I think that's the best that backfield's ever worked from mesh point to a ball out. I think it's really nice to see. And, you know, it's crazy. Darren back-to-back 100-yard rushing weekends. John gets 3 touchdowns and then gets his butt out of the game, thank God. Can I ask you a question, Lacey?
Sure.
Is 1 week, just 1 week, we ask in here, is John going to be your hero of the game just like one time?
He was the first week in here.
The first week in here.
And you guys all laughed at me, so I haven't done it since.
No, it's you know, I think they've proven that they've gotten better from last year. This group of young guys is no longer young, and I think it's awesome to see guys like Walker Lavoy and Nolan Hoover, guys who don't take a ton of reps in practice, just to come into the game and that next man up mentality and perform. I think it's great.
All right, so we got the final game of the season this weekend at Linfield. I want to take a little bit of time to kind of look back at the season and kind of talk about what stood out to each of us as we watched this PLU football team all year long. Kellen, what stood out to you?
Well, you know, I think the three things that we have on the dock here, QB controversy, the incredible defense of the close football games, are so true. But what I would have to say is we are such a different team than last year. And I love asking my dad, hey, Dad, you know, what did you and the other football coach talk about? The other head coach for the opposite team. What did you guys talk about before the game? And it never fails. Every coach has come up to my dad and said, you guys are so much better than last year. And that's a huge compliment. It's hard to hear this as a player, but we're literally about a minute away from being 9-0. A minute away from being, 8-0, my fault. 9-0, that's looking into the future. 8-0. And so it's frustrating to know that we're so close. But again, we wouldn't have it any other way. We lost these close football games because, honestly, we weren't quite ready play-wise against Whitworth. We have a play set up called Oklahoma that we ran against Lewis and Clark where I catch a 15-yard dig and pitch it to beast mode. Sorry, Justin Lind, who comes across the middle. We didn't have that play in against Whitworth. If we would have had that play in against Whitworth, that would have been so much fun to run on the last play of the game. So again, we look back. There were some times where it came down to some execution that we didn't quite convert. But we were so much better than last year. And for me, some people might think, oh, the two quarterback system was a bad idea. It was not a bad idea. You look at Cole Chandler, he was 12 of 13 last year against Fox. He's got a great frame, a good arm, can run. Somebody better tell me why we shouldn't be giving him a heck of a look. And then you got John Schaub, who has one of the best arms in the Northwest Conference, but he's fragile. He's coming off a knee surgery. So in my opinion, guys, if we could do this season over again, I would have done the two quarterback system 100 out of 100 times. And it's fun to see Walker starting to get some reps. In my opinion, Walker has a good of an arm as those guys as well. And I'll get to that later in the show. But honestly, guys, this season came down to the last minute of a couple games. And we just weren't quite ready in those situations. But it's going to be exciting for us to play against a top football team in the nation, against Linfield. And I think we're going to surprise a lot of people in Oregon.
That's fair. Lacey, what stood out to you?
Well, Kellen kind of already hit on it. I would argue that it's no longer a two-quarterback system, but a three-quarterback system for you guys. And, yeah, it was frustrating at times, but I think for us in studio, it was so fun to talk about the different styles of quarterbacks out on the field. And I think the team really handled that well when one player went down and they had to look to a different quarterback to run their offense. I think there were so many exciting plays that happened this season, and I think next week we should do a little blurb on what our favorite play was of the whole season. I think that'd be fun. I have a couple in my head right now, but I'll save them. But my favorite game of the entire season was UPS. Just was it a couple weekends ago?
Mm-hmm.
when the Lutes played UPS. And
I don't remember. I was knocked out. I don't remember what you're talking about.
We deserve combat pay for watching that.
Oh, my goodness.
The first three quarters of that game were equivalent to combat pay.
And we still came out on top. I mean, the Lutes were getting hit left and right and coming off the field, crawling off the field. That was such a fun game to watch, to see Walker go in there and just take control. And, yeah, my favorite game of the season by far.
Yeah, that's fair. Drew, what stood out to you?
This quarterback merry-go-round, as much as we all sit here and we're like, yeah, we love the two-quarterback system, it was never a two-quarterback system. The two-quarterback system failed. There was too many injuries to make it a two-quarterback system. It was whoever was the healthier guy at the time was playing more. I think that John Schaub proved in this last week that there's a reason he is the number one guy. I think it was proven very, very quickly. Next, I think that Cole Chandler better get healthy, because Walker LaVoy proved he can spin it. And the kid has, I think he's got a little bit of John in him, and he's got a little bit of Cole in him. I think he's got a little bit of both guys in him, and I think Walker LaVoy may make a surge up to that job if Cole doesn't hurry up and get healthy. And then finally, I like what Nolan Hoover's been doing. Kid can spin it. Wouldn't be surprised if he works his way into a couple snaps next year, too, if we continue this multiple quarterback system. However, the guy I want to talk about is Darren Hardgrove. There's no guy on that team who works harder than Darren. There's no guy on that team who put more into the offseason preparation than Darren. I think Darren lost something like 15 pounds in this offseason to get quicker, to not be so bulky. And you can see it has paid off as the season has gone on, as his carries have gone up, his yards have gone up, his production's gone up. I think that PLU offensive backfield has been the bright spot of this season.
That's fair. I'm gonna go ahead and throw my hat in.
Yeah, you broadcast the games.
Yes, I broadcast the game. I'm going to piggyback kind of off what you said. The games being close are something that I'm very thankful for. I wouldn't want to watch a bunch of 48-14 games one way or the other. They get old after a little bit. They're nice every once in a while, but watching the football team play those close games was extremely entertaining and something I enjoyed. The other thing is the defense, I think, stood out the most to me. When I sat down with Coach Scott Westering at the beginning of the year to write the preview for the football team, He told me, oh, we got this no-name defense. We got, you know, all these guys are B athletes, and if they can do it together, they're going to be very, very successful. And it's exactly what they did, you know. Sure, you have your Travis McMillians and your Derek Chases and your guys who are getting, you know, 10 tackles a game, but there's also a handful of guys who have 3 tackles and 4 tackles, and that's getting it done as a unit. The POU defense has been arguably one of the best defenses in the conference. And it really helped the team be in those close games, so they were extremely fun to watch.
No question, guys. And I think my bold prediction for next year, again, I don't want to quite look at next year because we have one more week left, and I'm very thankful for that. But in my opinion, and again, I have not talked to anybody about this. This is just my intuition, if you will. I believe that Cole Chandler is going to play wide receiver, and I believe Walker will be the starting quarterback next year. I believe Cole Chandler has amazing hands. I think he likes contact, which... if you're a quarterback, you probably are playing the wrong position.
Like contact.
And I watch Cole catch these one-handed passes after I catch a route, because I'm gunning these back to him, and I'm like, Cole, you're playing out of position. He has told me before he's not the biggest fan of quarterback. In high school, he handed the ball off a lot, didn't throw the football a lot. He's about a 4'6 athlete. We have a lot of guys graduating, myself, Bo, Justin, and Ben Welch. And so we're going to be needing another top wide receiver. We got Jacob King and Brady Winter coming back. So I believe Cole is going to be out wide, as well as Anthony Loudon, because Anthony wants to lose some weight. He also wants to play wide receiver. We might put Ethan McKeldry in the slot. And Walker, seriously, guys, has an unbelievable arm. And I'm not going to name what coach it is because it's not fair. But one of our coaches apologized to Walker and said, hey, we should have given you a shot earlier in the season.
Wow.
Because Walker can do both. He can throw the football and he can run the football. In my opinion, can Cole run better than Walker? Yes. Can John throw better than Walker? Yes. But Cole does both of those things so well.
You mean Walker. Walker does both those things so well.
That's so my fault, guys. Let's edit that out, Christian. But Walker does both of those things so well that he is the perfect quarterback. And he works hard. He's from Montana. He's on the farm till 4 a.m. This guy gets it. It's exciting to see the future of this PLU offense, guys.
I think there's this one guy who, you know, has a part on the sports radio show who may have said something to that effect like 2 weeks ago.
You said he should play wide receiver?
No, said that Walker LaVoy should get a shot here any day now.
Yeah,
right.
That's fair.
It's very true. I mean,
and he's,
right. I was watching film a couple nights ago, watching Walker as a freshman play against Linfield, watching him play against Lucien Clark in the rain, bad snaps, making it happen as a freshman.
And the kid can play.
And this offense is Coma 521, guys. It's a tough 400-level, 500-level class, this PLU offense. And so very, very excited for Walker and very excited for him to continue to play great football here at PLU. Folks, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, it'll be my time for my edition of Lacey's Lutes. Find out who I interview next. Lacey might know him pretty well. We'll see. This is Mast Radio Sports Talk presented by 3.5 athletes on Lute Air Student Radio.
Hey, everybody. Let's all lean in together.
Show the world you support women at work and at home.
When men lean in, everyone wins.
Help women aim high.
My brother would always pick me above his friends to be on his basketball teams.
It's moments like that that you carry with you forever.
Hi, men. Are you?
Welcome back, sports fans, to Mass Radio Sports Talk, presented by 3.5 athletes on Lute Air Student Radio. If you want to call in the show, please do it. We will pick up the phone. The number to do so is 253-535-7332. Once again, that is 253-535-7332.
My name is Christian Bond. I am known as POU's half athlete. I don't play sports anymore, but I write about them, I cover them, I talk about them on the radio. Joined in studio, the voice you just heard, that's Kellen Westring. He's number 7 on the POU football team. Lacey Nicholson of POU basketball is in here. She wears number 44. And Drew Artisoni of POU men's basketball is in here. He wears number 32. So Lacey's Lutes normally belongs to Lacey Nicholson, but this week Lacey and I were working on a group project because we also go to school here. So Kellen,
you just don't do the radio show, Christian?
I don't just do the radio show and work at the News Tribune and cover sports for PLU. I go to school, and it's really hard. Oh, Kellen was a teammate. He stepped in. Kellen, who'd you talk to this week?
So I talked to senior quarterback John Schaub, and I wanted to talk to John because I wanted to kind of get his real emotion heading into this weekend. It's the last collegiate football game he'll ever play. And for myself, it's the last collegiate football game I'll play at PLU. As some of you may know, I aspire to play overseas in Europe. Mm. Once this football season is done, I'm not quite ready to hang it up, but I know John is. And so I wanted to get his emotion heading into this Linfield week. And so I got to sit down with him, and it went very well.
All right, I'm here with quarterback John Schaub. John, you're a senior. You're heading into your last week right now. What are you feeling like? What are the emotions going into this week, knowing that you really only have one more collegiate football game left in your career?
I'm ready to rock, just like everybody else is. I'm ready for the big game on Saturday. And thankfully, academically, I have kind of a break in my week, so I can put in that extra effort, that extra time, mentally and physically. You know, because this is a huge week. One, we're playing a really good opponent. It takes 100% effort, 100% preparation. So we need to do everything in our power to prepare for this big game.
And you kind of led right into my next question, John. Linfield is who we are playing. You know, my dad loves to talk about a faceless opponent. But at the end of the day, we kind of have to go over the X's and O's of who we are playing when it comes to film watching, scheming, stuff like that. What does Linfield do great defensively that's going to be a challenge for us on Saturday?
They have some legit dudes. They've got guys that are athletic, that can run. You know, as Scott's been talking about all week, if you put them in a computer, they beat us 100 out of 100 times. They're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger. But we're going to use that against them because we've got bigger hearts and smarter heads, you know. We're just going to outwit them. We're going to come and do our thing as well as learn as much as we can what they're doing, what to expect. But we're just going to go into the Cat Dome and focus on what we can control and play with a lot of heart, play together, and just out-execute them.
You know, as a team, John, we don't like to look at records, but right now we're 5-3. You and I are both seniors. The three losses have been within the last kind of minute. Has this season gone as well as you thought it would, or has it gone better or worse than you thought it would?
It's a tough question. And, you know, Scott's been saying all season, it's come down to inches and seconds is the difference in a ball game. And that's been a huge part of this season is we've missed a couple of opportunities by inches, which was the difference in the game. And no, it's not what I expected, but I wouldn't want it any other way. The way that these guys have handled adversity, handled success, handled failure, has been so impressive. And just the friendships and the brotherhood that we have on this team is like none other.
You look at last year's team, John, and again, you compare records 2-7 to where we are now. What is the difference compared from last year to this year? There's maturity, there's more game experience, but is there one thing that you can kind of pinpoint and say, this team is so different than last year because of this? Or what would you kind of say to that question?
I think you already answered it. It's maturity. For a lot of those guys in that 2-7 season, we didn't have a lot of experience in the game. And it's hard to become an excellent player and peak perform when you don't have that experience in games. You can only do so much during the week at practice and over the summer and in the spring during spring ball and 7-on-7 stuff. You need that experience. You need that experience in games. And a lot of us didn't have it. So that was a huge staple and reason why we weren't as successful as we wanted to be last year. But the thing is, we took that experience and we handled that adversity the right way. We could have said, we were not very good. I'm just going to put in half the effort. I'm going to put in just maybe a little bit extra or maybe a little bit less. You know, I'm just going to kind of cruise through, shift it into neutral and just do my own thing. Oh, that's not what happened for a lot of these guys. In the spring with 7-on-7 and spring ball, guys were putting in the work. Guys got better mentally and physically. And over the summer, guys lived on campus or next to campus so they could work out with Chris Rice and the guys. It's that desire for excellence, that desire to peak perform. The guys want to do whatever it takes to reach that level. And that's been the biggest change, because the 2-7 season, we were kind of just Joe Schmoes, really. We didn't know what we didn't know. And now we know our potential performance gap. We know how good we can be. Now it's just about executing.
After Saturday's game, John, once, you know, the final whistle is blown, what do you want to have running through your head? What do you want to know heading into, you know, the future? Obviously, that game is going to go win or lose the way it's going to go. But what do you want to have feeling in your mind after the game?
I want to walk off the field knowing that I gave it my best shot during this entire week, but also on Saturday's game. And whether I'm playing with a busted left arm or a busted right knee, it doesn't matter. I want to give it my best shot in my last college football game as an EMAL. I want to give it my best shot. And that's what I'm doing. I'm preparing just as much as ever, because it's a huge game. This is also my last college football game. You know, I've played football so many years of my life, and it all comes down to this. So I'm going to do everything I can to really peak perform, but also to bring out what's best for me, but also bring out what's best in my teammates. So I've really kind of amped up the intensity this week in practice, verbally and physically, just expecting more from my teammates, expecting more from my teammates on and off the field as well, because I want to walk off the field no matter what the scoreboard says, no matter how I feel health-wise. I want to walk off the field knowing I gave it my best shot. Mm-hmm. I want to walk off the field with no regrets.
When I say EMAL to you, what runs through your mind?
Controversy. That's the big flag that we're waving around. PLU, their marketing shies away from saying EMAL. They're really building a mountain out of a molehill. It wasn't a problem. It's not a problem. It should never have become this big. EMAL is about inner circle stuff, and it's not, our program is not exclusive to anybody. Annika, she, a female, she was on our team last year. You don't want me to get fired up and get into this. The EMAL talk is just kind of a different interview. But it is upsetting. A lot of guys are upset, football guys, alum guys. I'm just looking forward for the meeting between the president and student life director and the coaches to let's just figure this out. It is what it is. The school's going to do what they want. Scott and the coaches have a little bit to say, but when it comes down to it, it's going to be the president's and the athletic director's final call. So I'm just hoping and praying that we don't burn any bridges. I just hope that it's a smooth transition no matter what the administration wants with the word EMAL and with this tradition. I kind of want it to be over with. Yes, I want to keep the tradition. I understand where faculty is coming from, but the faculty doesn't understand what we go through together.
Last question here, John. What does the term EMAL mean to you specifically?
When I think of EMAL, I think of the guys that I look into their eyes when I'm in the huddle. It's a different feeling than any other program, than what I had in high school, what I had growing up. EMAL is what connects us, and it's what brings us together, and that's what this program is about. It's about getting the best of ourselves, but also others. And how do we do that? We do that together. So EMAL has been a huge staple for my life, and as well as the thousands of EMALs that have gone through this program. It's a main staple to this program. Every man a Lute. It's just how we show that we're bought in to this program, to Frosty and Scott's philosophy.
Well, John, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. 3.5 athletes. We're big fans of you. I know one of the athletes is for sure. So thank you so much for taking time to talk to myself today. Cannot wait to play with you, man, on Saturday. Yeah. All right, love you.
That was quarterback John Schaub. If you want to read more about what's going on the POU campus about EMAL, you can head over to mastmedia.pou.edu. Check out the story produced by several of the people who work for the MAST. It's very well written. It's very informative. You will learn about what's going on. So head over to the website. Check it out. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, it's time for another round of Name That Lute. Drew Artisoni is working on a back-to-back championship. We'll see if he can make it 3. This is MAST Radio Sports Talk presented by 3.5 Athletes on Lute Air Student Radio.
Hockey depends on ice, and ice depends on water. That's why the NHL is teamed with the Natural Resources Defense Council. We're conserving the water we use and helping to safeguard its future. Because Earth's most valuable resource is pure, clean water, preferably frozen. Join the team at NHL/green and NRDC.org/sports.
Welcome back to MAST Radio Sports Talk presented by 3.5 Athletes on Lute Air Student Radio. My name is Christian Bond. I am POU's half athlete. All I do is cover sports, whether on the radio or on paper, on website, anywhere. You can hear it. You can see it. Joining me in studio, as always, member of the POU football team, He wears number 7. His name is Kellen Westering. And then I also have two members of POU basketball teams joining me. The first is Lacey Nicholson, and Drew Artisoni is also here. So it's time for another round of Name That Loot. You guys study this week?
I know I studied. I know Lacey studied. I know Kellen, in his overconfident usual style, probably did not even crack a book.
Wow. I had to take the SATs this week.
What?
All right, so we have buzzers, do we not?
Yes, we have buzzards.
Can I hear Drew? Let's hear yours.
Buzzards?
It's still my least favorite. It hasn't changed. Kellen, let's hear yours. That one's better. I like that one.
That's pretty awful.
Lacey?
Let me make sure my volume's up here.
That's so funny. All
right. So, let me pull up the right thing here. So, as Lacey mentioned earlier in the show, POU men's soccer season is over. POU volleyball season is over. So, this edition of Name That Loot is going to be a little bit of season statistics, going to be a little bit of game statistics, going to be a little bit of everything. All right, we ready for the first one?
We're talking smack across the room here. Sorry,
I saw someone was scowling at someone, and I was like, "What is going on? What did I say?"
Are you going to say what sport it is before?
Negative.
I'll give you.
It's probably in the question. Too.
I'll give you that. We'll start with men's soccer.
Okay.
What?
This player had 15 goals, 9 assists. Lacey.
Eddie Na.
Very nice. Eddie Na is the correct answer.
I love warm-up rounds.
Warm-up rounds? Well, we're going. We're live.
That was live. Right.
We're live. Here we go. This person had 2 goals, 1 assist. Lacey? No, that's Drew. My bad. Drew.
Who is Jackson Moore?
Jeez whiz.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Okay. You'll like this one. This person played 328 minutes in goal and made 15 saves. Elefante.
Who is Cole Weaver?
Wow, he's on fire. He's got a 2-1 lead. Kellen, you got.
I was gonna say Mia Hamm.
That was back in the days of the good old goalkeeper merry-go-round.
Yeah, the three,
at the very
three keeper,
the
whatever it was.
Yeah. That's
that was a crapshoot.
Here's a new one. All right, who wore number 0 on the men's soccer team? Elephant.
Tyler Chubbs.
Chubbs is your final answer?
Yeah.
Incorrect. Tyler Chubbs? Is that a name?
I remember it's Tyler something.
Okay.
Tyler Chubbs.
That's Tyler CH. Tyler CH something.
All right.
That's hilarious.
It's Tyler CH something. Give me a break here. I look at that thing every day.
You just said Chubbs?
Go ahead. Tell me who it is.
3, 2, 1, no guesses. Correct answer is Tyler Ohada.
Ohada, I'm sorry.
Ohada, Chubbs, it's close.
Chubbs is close.
Tomato, tomato.
My bad.
All right, let's move on here.
Oh my God.
Lacey's got to gather herself here. We're gonna chill out. Okay, here we go. We're going to move on.
We might need to call in Aaron Andrews. I don't know if Lacey can finish his segment. Yeah.
If you want to call into the show and play along, the number to do so is 253-535-7332. 253-535-7332.
He's the fourth goalkeeper of the day.
All right, let's move on. This is some POU volleyball stuff. This person finished the season with 153 kills. Sorry, 100. Lacey?
Chloe Epker?
Incorrect. Drew, give it a shot.
Who is Danielle Skibel? Or Skibio, or however you want to say it. Apparently, because last Chubbs. Names count. I
Danielle Chubbs?
I'll give it to you.
Thank you. What is it? How do you pronounce it? I broadcasted 12 games. I have no idea how.
I've heard Skibel and Skibel.
Skibel. I'm going with Skibel.
You broadcast the games. I haven't been to a single volleyball game. I don't know how to pronounce it.
I know.
Sorry, Danielle. All right. This is a 2-pointer. Okay.
Okay.
Who led the volleyball team in kills?
The elephant's so long.
Go ahead. Chloe Epker.
Oh, wow. It's getting feisty in here. That is correct. Okay. Chloe Epker led the team in kills. How many kills did she have?
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
I'll go random.
Cat.
187.
That is incorrect.
Dang.
Drew, give it a shot.
277.
Incorrect. Just a little high. Kellen, go ahead.
215.
Very close. Correct answer is 227 kills on the season for Kellen.
Super close.
Kellen really close on that.
I get a 0.5 for that one.
We go for half points now.
No half points.
Oh, come on, Christian. I got to get on the board.
I'm the only half in this room. Everything else is full.
That's fair.
So I have 3, Lacey has 1.
I have 1, yep.
Oh, I have 4. How many do I have? 4. 3.
You have 4 cuz Chloe Epker was worth 2.
I thought Chubbs was minus 3.
Sorry, it's so hot up. My bad. Next.
This person, it
sucks to lose 3 weeks in a row, doesn't
that's
it?
Oh, this man.
I was here last week, fam. Come on now.
Oh, my goodness.
I just said
here
fam.
We go.
Sorry, Mom.
Fam on the radio. Okay. This person had 125 kills. And okay. Elephant?
Rochelle Donwin.
Good answer. Very nice.
For the record, I'm now being accused of cheating by my producer.
I just twisted my laptop so he can't see it.
Oh, my
goodness. I don't know how I feel about this. He kills this.
Spygate over here.
Hey, volleyball, I broadcast those games.
No,
come
he
on.
Does. He
give
does.
Me a break.
You just didn't know how to pronounce someone's name. You can't
Sky,
give me that.
Well, yeah, but I know their numbers. Go ahead.
This person had 25 kills. Elephant?
Who is Sydney Spray?
Man.
You just keep turning that laptop. I'll keep winning. It's okay.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. We changed sports.
He it's really coming. Studied this week.
It's coming. He didn't
that's,
even...
That's impressive.
He did study.
Let's do football.
Okay.
What my producer about said, I didn't
when
even
does
get
basketball
the doc
start?
This week that good.
Oh, here we go. This person, we're going on to women's soccer. This person had 4 goals, 5... Dolphin?
I talked to Takara Mitsui this morning. She gave me some stats. I'm going to go with Liz Griffith.
Oh, there he is.
Kellen, get on the board.
I'm on the board.
Kellen woke up. All right, Kellen's
hey,
on the board.
Come on now.
Kellen woke up.
This person had 9 assists for 9 points. Cat.
Lena Moreno.
Fantastic job, Lacey.
Thank you.
Getting a little more civil in here. Congratulating people on answers now. This person had 4 goals. 1. Lacey? 3.
Kelly White?
That's good guess. Not correct,
it.
Though. 4 goals, 1 assist for 9 points. 3. 2. Elephant.
Who's Taylor Lundy?
No.
Good guess.
That's a good guess.
That is a good guess.
Kellen, 3. 2. 1. Okay, Kellen.
Who is Ashton Mindich?
Can I take a guess, Christian?
Sure, go
is
for
it. Is it Lauren Larson?
No.
Who is it?
This person is Kelsey Hathaway.
Oh.
Kels.
I should have known that from the assist numbers.
Probably, yeah. Okay, here we go. This person had 2 goals. Cat?
Who is Haley Smoot? There's a lot of people with 2 goals.
Dolphin?
Who is Christy Canetta?
Wow, that's right.
That's right. There were a lot of people with 2 goals,
I always
though.
Get her and Krista mixed up. Bless her heart.
This person had 2 goals, 2 assists for 6 points. That's not a question. That's the last person. Remember, you rang in early. There was more to the stat
line. Oh, I know. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I don't know if you were like trying.
I rang in early, and I was like, shoot, there's too many people with 2 goals.
Can we go over the scores real quick just so I'm...
Yeah, I don't know.
Chris, what does Drew have, 10?
Feels like it.
I have 7.
Wow, 7 to 2 to 3?
I have 2.
Yo, hey, we're tied.
7-2-2.
Second place.
Okay, POU football. These numbers are pulled from last weekend's game against Lewis and Clark. Here we go. This person averaged 4.7 yards per carry. That was the elephant.
Who is Ethan McKeldry?
Nice. Very nice answer.
Gosh dang it.
All right. This person averaged 10.6 yards per carry. That's the dolphin.
That is TJ Morris.
Very good, Kel. Since you talked about it in your in your football wrap-up, you should get that one.
This person had 2 catches for 28 yards. Cat?
2 catches.
Come on.
She's tired.
I have a photographic memory, so I'm trying to. I remember looking at the stats this morning.
Three.
Ah, stop. No, don't do that. who is Ben Welch? I don't know. That's wrong.
Dolphin, give it. Dolphin, give it a shot.
Who is number two? Jacob King.
Dang it.
Very good, Kellen. Kellen, you're a superstar.
Late surge from Kellen Westring.
I don't like this trash talk by Drew here.
Why is it getting in your head? Is the positivity?
Well, you're supposed to be negative.
Hold on. Hold on, Christian. I lost mine. There we go. Okay.
All right. This person had 11 receiving yards last weekend. Dolphin.
Who is Matt Ogard?
Golly, Kel.
Hey, let's go over the score real quick, please.
Go ahead.
What are we at?
8-5 to 3 or 2.
You had 7 and you haven't answered one.
Yeah,
no,
I did.
You didn't.
I got
you had Ethan
McKeldry.
That's right. Okay. All right. We all good on the scores? Okay. This person was 1-for-1 in extra point attempts.
No!
Who is Kale Powers?
Are you serious?
You were waiting for that one, Lace.
Oh.
I like Kale. I had to get him in the show. This person grabbed one interception. Dolphin.
Who is Anthony Bautista?
Man, he's
crawling back into it. Oh, my goodness.
Is that 8-7?
8-7.
This person had 4 tackles and 1 pass breakup. Dolphin.
Who is Isaiah Watkins?
That is incorrect. Elephant wants to give it a shot.
Who is Travis McMillian?
Oh, that's a little low for Travis. Okay.
I'll try.
Lacey, go for it.
Gosh dang it.
3.
Who is Tanner Perry?
Can I take another guess? For no count.
Quick guess. No count.
Oh, okay.
It's Carson Ketter.
No, it's not.
It's
another
Justin
one.
Simmons.
Justin Simmons is the
Justin
correct
Simmons.
Answer. Gotcha.
That is so sneaky by our producer.
Point Christian.
No, that's fair.
All right.
How many questions do you have left? Hold on.
We have 1 question left.
Holy.
So and a special new bonus round that I'm quite excited for. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
2 tackles. Dolphin.
Who is Joey Domecq?
Gosh. Incorrect. Elephant.
Who is Cooper Murphy?
Nope.
I was just throwing D lineman out there.
I don't.
D lineman, he's a corner.
I mean, corners and linemen. That is who I'm going to throw. He's going to take guys who are run force guys and assist guys.
Lacey, you want to throw one up?
I can't think of.
Can you give us a little bit of a hint, C?
For 2 tackles, that's so vague.
A little bit of a hint, C, money.
Ryan Murdoch is the correct answer.
Oh, my
one.
Gosh. It was the same house. Joey Domecq lives with Ryan Murdoch.
I'm not going by houses. I'm going by statistics.
You better go by something.
So I'm up 8-7 to
2.
Okay.
Here are the rules for the bonus round.
I'm going to get you on this one.
There are 6 men's soccer players who scored 1 goal this season. Okay.
Are you kidding me?
I want you to try and name all 6. You can go until you get one wrong. Cat. each player is worth 1 point.
So I get the points if I get however many points that I name?
Yes.
Can I ask
you
a question?
Can name as many. If you can name them all, you'll get 6 points.
Did you say at least one or only one?
Only one.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lacey. You buzzed in first.
Tyler Bennett.
That is correct.
Isaac Visser.
That is correct.
Froline, who's that?
Chubbs. That's all I got. All
right.
Can I get 2?
Lacey gets 2 points. Elephant, go ahead and throw a couple names in here. Let's see if we get
Tyler
it right.
Bennett.
No. Those already been used.
Oh, I can't.
Can't recycle.
I
cannot recycle.
Recycle.
Yep.
Okay.
Sorry, that's my
minus
bad.
-1 for not listening.
It wasn't.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Chris Trussell.
Chris Trussell is correct. Down to 3 players left.
Jackson Moore.
Mm-mm. Incorrect. He had 2 goals this year.
Oh!
Good guess. 1 extra point for Drew. Kellen, there are 3 names on the board.
9-7. Stop looking at his laptop.
I'm looking at the picture of the Beatles.
On the wall behind me. No. All right, Kellen, give it a shot.
You know, I'm going to take this time to just say I love Peel U football.
You have no idea? You can't even throw in 1 name out there?
Throw a guess up.
I love this guy. He's a friend of mine. One of my best friends, really, really good friend. He's a stud. and he had a great season. Clint Apsher, but he's definitely scored more than one.
Yeah, that is incorrect. The other, the final three players who scored a goal for the men's soccer team this year: Joe Sammartino, Giovanni Bregola, and Jason Zerflew.
Wow.
Three names are missed.
Good
so,
one, Christian.
So, final scores. Drew, did you win again?
Yeah, that's the three-peat. Three-peat.
Man, can't believe it.
Say the numbers, please.
Drew, 11, right?
Yeah. Oh, nine.
Kellen,
nine.
What'd you have, Kellen?
Kellen had seven.
Seven, and you had a chance to get three and take the win.
Okay,
on that
so let's talk about positivity here.
I mean, you had a chance.
You're gonna lose and not diss women again?
Okay, really? I improved. Can we get a little bit of feedback here? One of my love languages is words of affirmation.
Oh my goodness,
Kellen.
Kenzie, if you're listening, Christians, it's quality time.
Kellen, well, you improved in football.
I said Liz Griffith.
We got to go to a break.
I went to Starbucks this morning.
I'm proud of Lacey, man. Lacey buzzed in on 90% of those and had the answer.
I love watching Lacey just fish for answers in her head. I love that part. If we had Periscope again, folks, okay. Which I've said that for about 5 weeks.
We're going to take a break. All right. When we come back, it's time for a new segment. Number 7 is going to give us his top 7 list in 7 minutes. Okay?
This will be good.
Find out what that list will be when we come back. This is Mass Radio Sports Talk presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio.